Welcome to CCAST, a Clemson University podcast sharing everything about graduate education, inclusive excellence, research, and graduate life in the College of Engineering, Computing, and Applied Sciences.
Hey everyone, welcome to CCAST. I'm your host today, Andrea Vera, and I'm a third-year PhD student in the bioengineering department. Today, I have another student with me who is a new master's student in the civil engineering department. His name is Jaquan Pollard. How are you doing today?
I'm wonderful, Andrea. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, not a problem. We're very excited to hear about your journey and how you got to Clemson. How about we just start a little bit about how it's been being a new student here?
It's been pretty good. It's been a process. I think I got pretty acclimated with the campus and the environment pretty quickly. I'm from Atlanta, so I ask questions to know where I need to go and who I need to talk to. So it's been a great few weeks.
Oh, so I can imagine since you're from Atlanta, you probably already knew somewhat about Clemson.
Actually, no.
Oh, okay.
No.
That's always crazy to me because it's funny whenever I have friends from, like, the West Coast who, like, know about Clemson, and then someone, like, super close is like, oh, we just didn't hear about you because you're, like, a small school, besides, you know, like, sports in some occasions.
Yeah, I didn't hear about Clemson until I started my undergraduate at Benedict College in 2015, and it was mostly about sports.
Oh, okay.
And the football teams.
All right, yeah, I can feel that. I did my undergrad here as well, so obviously football was a very big part of my education, I would say. So how about you just tell us a little bit about your background and maybe your research, and we can just start from there.
So like I said, I graduated from Benedict College in Columbia, South Carolina, 2019 with an electrical engineering degree. And it's kind of a rough transition for me to go into the civil side as a graduate student because there's so much, you know, information that I haven't, you know, been exposed to as an undergraduate would, but the journey is it's a beautiful journey. I graduated Benedict College 2019, and I was enlisted in the United States Navy December of that year, and due to unfortunate events, I was discharged July 1st, 2020, So this is kind of like going into a year and a half now out of graduation, right? And I wasn't a practicing engineer, mm-hmm. right? Sure. Like, I was working these odd jobs, mm-hmm. and I just wasn't satisfied. And I began to understand that, you know, your goals, well, my goals in life, I would think, you know, anyone's goals in his life is based off of reason or emotion. You know, and it could be a mixture of both, or I guess you'll lean more so to the other side. But I was not satisfied where I was in life, and I knew logically how to get there, or theoretically. And so I applied for graduate school. I applied to USC and Clemson. I guess I shouldn't say USC, right?
We can just say the one in California for our purposes.
Yeah, right. So I applied to that one, and my faculty advisors at Benedict College, you know, they were glad that I reached back out to, you know, ask them for recommendation letters. And, you know, they, of course, Jaquan, like, we'll do whatever, you know. But by the way, there's this advisor at Clemson who's looking for students. And I literally spoke to him one time, and he selected me as his research student now.
Oh, that's awesome. So, like, yes. Did you know, because your advisor is in Civil E, and you were kind of talking about how you came from a double E background. Did you know that you wanted to go to Civil E at that time, or did you start looking into it because that particular advisor was in Civil E?
Well, see, going back to goals, right, it initially, for me, it starts out as an idea. It starts out as a thought, right? So on the EE side, if I would have, you know, continued at the grad level on the EE side, I would have, you know, specialized in power systems, right?
Sure.
And so I remember, it's just ironic. It's crazy, right? So I remember, like, the day I got the call from my research advisor at Benedict College, he was like, hey, you know, you have this opportunity. And I was driving on the highway and there was a sign that says, don't take the best offer, take the guaranteed offer.
Crazy.
Right? And so I kind of like just put all of that into, my vessel, right? And so I actually did not see myself going into CE.
Okay.
I didn't. You know, that was nowhere on my spectrum, right? Because I was EE, signals, computer systems, stuff like that, right?
Right.
So structures and, you know, water systems and, you know, geotech, that was not, you know, anywhere. But like I said, it was an idea, right? And so, like, I think I have like this crazy imagination, you know, but literally everything I've imagined I've accomplished to some certain degree, right? And so I just imagine myself like, what would, you know, Jack look like as an engineer, a civil engineer? What would he, you know, what things would he learn? You know, what things would he be exposed to? And just from my initial talk to my current research advisor, you know, I kind of had like a basis. You know, my research is quantum computing based, right?
Sure.
And so I was like, okay, this is, so I'm doing a civil engineering degree, master civil engineering, specializing in transportation systems, right? So we all know that transportation systems are evolving. You know, sooner or later, they're going to be fully autonomous, right? And so just me imagining, I was like, oh man, that'd be great to be on the pioneering side of this research, to contribute to this body of knowledge that's still in its infancy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that was pretty much the reason.
Honestly, I love like just hearing anything kind of like that, because so I did my undergrad in BioE, like I've mentioned multiple times, but and I'm also doing my PhD in BioE. And so I sometimes sit in classes and I'm like, oh, like I've already learned this stuff. Like I, you know, don't really want to say, especially my introductory graduate classes. But then I sit back and I was like, you know, one time I had someone sit next to me who was a chemistry major. So she had never studied bioengineering before or anything. And she was like, asking me all these questions, just like really struggling. And I sat back and I was like, wow, like, you know, it is honestly inspiring to know that people do take the leap and they're like, I want to learn something different and change their path. And like, it's a lot of work. Like I was seeing her study day in, day out for that intro class. And I was like, honestly, it's really commendable, because not everyone has the opportunity to have had 4 years of background in graduate school. And I think that's often overlooked in graduate school. Like a lot of people go from the same undergrad and kind of something really related in their graduate school. But when you make the leap and it's like completely different and you're like in these introductory classes, it can make graduate school that much harder, I can imagine.
Yeah. Speaking of leaps, it's been an Olympic leap for me, you know, because I'm that student right now. I'm struggling in my traffic engineering class because I don't have the background of, you know, 4 years of,
sure,
say, for instance, that information. But I guess, you know, one thing I've learned about myself is that I really can't recognize any word as impossible.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't accept any reality as failure,
mm-hmm,
you know. So it has to be done. In my mind, it's already done. So if I have to study day in and day out for this course that's, you know, super simple to everyone else, then I'll just, you know, be that, you know, outlier.
Yeah, and then who knows, like you studying day in and day out, you might end up knowing the material better than some of your colleagues in the classroom as well, who aren't maybe studying as hard because
I'll never profess it. I try to manage my ego, you know, there's this toxic masculinity going around this time of the year, so I try to manage my ego. But I love what I'm learning, you know, like traffic,
sure,
engineering, right? Like I'm learning about geometric designs of roads and highways, right? I'm learning about like signal phases and timing and just all of this stuff that people as pedestrians or just motorists don't really acknowledge or care to know, like, why is that like that, you,
yeah,
know? So I guess I'm now initiated as far as traffic engineering somewhat, I guess, you know, so.
I think something that I say a lot when I'm recording sessions is that everyone comes in here with a different story, and it's really great to see the passion people have for what they're studying, what their research is in. Like the minute I ask the question to someone in graduate school, hey, what's your research on? You know, their face is like, oh, I'm so glad you finally asked. And like they go into this detail and everything. And it's just funny how everyone has a field where they're so passionate about one thing. Like a time in my life that I remember, kind of related to Civil E. I'm going to mention I don't know a lot about Civil E. Statics was not my best class in undergrad, let's just say that. But I do tissue engineering research, and my cousins, they're all Civil E's. And I just remember one day we were traveling, and one of my cousins looked down at a sewer, and he's like, I think this is the wrong type of sewer that's supposed to be here, like type C or D or whatever he was saying. And everyone was so intrigued by the sewer that it was completely wrong. And I'm just staring at them, and I'm like, it's a sewer. It's not really anything. And it's just so funny to me that everyone has their niche, and everyone knows where they belong, and they're just so passionate about their one area, and getting to listen to someone else who's like, yeah, this stuff is so exciting. Whereas my stuff, to me, it's just like a wasteland. I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about, but I believe you. It's great.
Yeah.
So I can imagine you starting off trying to switch off from double E. It must have been, you know, a rough start. You still, like you mentioned, still trying to study for your classes. But it sounds like your advisor was very open to the idea to having you do research here, even though you might have not had the background. So how exactly did you come, like, how was networking a big thing play for you? Or I think you briefly mentioned that your undergrad advisor was the one who connected you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So after he connected me and we established and had our first meeting, right, via Zoom, right, he was very transparent. You know, he told me that, hey, I can be very demanding to my research students. You know, although you don't have this background in civil engineering, I will ask you to do, you know, research in that area, or I will ask you to familiarize yourself with concepts from that discipline, or if it's computer engineering or computer science, you know. So he was very transparent, and I was very accepting of that. You know, I took it as a challenge. Mm-hmm. You know, this opportunity, Ms. Andrea, is like a second start for me. You know, mm-hmm. I've done a lot. I'm only 25. I've everything that I've thought I wanted to do, military, school. I worked in the industry for some time, you know.
Oh,
so
cool.
I've kind of done that, you know.
Yeah.
And now it's like, okay, you need to climb up the hierarchical
sure.
chart of, you know, engineering, right? Because my goal is to become a professionally licensed engineer. And to my knowledge, that's like the pinnacle of mm-hmm. what it means to be an engineer, mm-hmm. you know, a PE. So if I have to learn these computer science concepts, like machine learning right now, I'm learning concepts in machine learning, right? And it's difficult, but I see how it's having an impact on me.
Sure.
You know, like both just mentally, academically, and just all the way around. And so when it comes to, like you said, like the networking, I am not ashamed or afraid to go up to a complete stranger and like, hey, where's the 510 room for the audio, you know, or how do I get to the CCIT building? Or just, I will talk to people, you know,
yeah.
And I think that's one of the gifts that God has just blessed me with, you know, just talking.
No, I totally agree. I think, I mean, what I have to say to that is, like, when I reach out to people to do this podcast, I rarely get a yes, when can I do it? And that's what I got from you. I usually get a, okay, like, what is it like? And what exactly do I have to say? Or, you know, and that's not what I was just honestly shocked. I reached out to you and you were like, yeah, like, when are you available? Like, I want to come on. And, you know, it's commendable. And I think it gets you far because, you know, not only the networking aspect, but you're taking opportunities as they come. And that's just super exciting, honestly, like, not to be nervous to reach out and be like, oh, I want to do this.
Miss Andrea, I moved to Clemson August 6th, right? That following Monday, of course, classes started like maybe a week or so after, right?
Sure.
That following Monday had to be like the 9th. The week from the 9th to, let's say, the 13th or 14th, right? I was here on campus every day. In Lowry Hall, asking them, like, hey, how can I be of service?
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm Jack. You know, I want you guys to know me, and I want you guys to know that I'm of service.
Yeah.
You know, so, and those characteristics, like I said, come from God, but my grandfather, he taught me how to, like, just to communicate, mm-hmm. not just communicate, but to communicate effectively, you know, listen, mm-hmm. you know, and, you know, see like what you, the exchange can become just from, you know, just putting yourself out there, mm-hmm. you know, and I think this is what I'm doing right now, just putting myself out there.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Most people, they get pretty nervous. They're like, yeah, it's just a podcast for the graduate school. And I was like, sure. And then I'll send it, you know, to the graduate school after it's mm-hmm. recorded. And they're like, wait, like the entire one? And I was like, yeah, people want to listen to this. And they're like, okay, well, let me think about recording for a second, because people are hesitant. But after a while, they kind of warm up to the idea.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think that is awesome. That's awesome that you want to reach out, that you listen, and you come out forward and speak. I think it's important to have students that like that in the graduate school. It definitely helps bringing the departments together, which is something that, you know, we're all trying to do, is to meet new people, because research can be isolating. Research can have you focus on one thing and one thing only. And it's important to get out of that bubble and know who you're speaking with and know what opportunities are there within your department, but also outside of your department. And then those traits will come in handy when you leave graduate school, which for you, it sounds like, since you've already been to industry, so not only did you come at a new major, I can imagine that the transition from coming from industry into graduate school was also different and hard.
Absolutely. I'm poor now, you know.
Yeah,
so
yeah, that's the number one statement that everyone's like, yeah, I make no money.
You know, so it's like, oh, money. But I understand that, you know, the reward, you know, there's also another motto I live by, like, you know, adversity is temporary, but glory is eternal.
Oh, that's nice.
You know, so I can be, like, you know, poor for a year or two, you know?
Yeah.
It's okay. Hopefully I'll get into a decent tax bracket after my studies and, you know, but
that's what I keep telling myself with every year of my PhD program that goes by. I can do another year. Like, yeah. That's okay.
Yeah. You know, so.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So that's awesome.
So organizations, right? Because I was recently elected as a president for an organization.
Sure.
That president is IEEE ITSS.
Okay.
Should I spell those out?
Yeah, I actually don't know about that one, so.
No, so IEEE, I believe it's like a really like popular professional engineering organization. Okay. I don't know if it's like the biggest or whatnot, but it stands for the Institute of Electronics and Electrical Engineers.
All right.
And ITS is Intelligent Transportation Systems. The second S is Intelligent Transportation Systems Society.
Okay.
Right. So, was it last week? I think it was last week that I was elected as the president. And I think, so my, I really haven't had the opportunity to talk to my research advisor. You know, I would love to ask him, like, okay, you know, why me? You know, you only spoke to me once and you're investing a lot, right? What set me apart from the other candidates? Right. And, you know, he wanted me to be the president of the organization because he sees like leadership traits mm-hmm. in me. Right.
Yeah.
And so I guess things like that. So far as like the organizations, you know, me being outside of academia for, you know, X amount of time. Mm-hmm. And now that I've kind of like got thrusted into this like leadership position. What's the best way to succeed, I guess, to do better than the last president or the last cabinet?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And, of course, in the midst of this, like, pandemic, right?
Oh, yeah. That definitely makes everything so much harder to connect with people, to reach out.
Mm-hmm.
I know you mentioned you only talked to me once, but, I mean, I've only talked to you once, and from what I'm hearing from, you love to get involved and you like to reach out, and so I'm not shocked that someone would want you in a position of leadership. That's really awesome. Kind of to go back on you talking about how, you know, I want to make sure people know I'm available to help and I'm there. You can have so much background knowledge, but you'll always have something more to learn. But if you don't have the voice to ask questions, you might never get to know those things. So it is really important to reach out. And like, I think something that I usually tell a lot of people who are thinking about grad school and coming in is don't be afraid to ask for help and don't be afraid to ask for questions. It's very different. Graduate school is very different than undergrad. You're here to expand your knowledge, to really get the experience. We're past the whole, I need to get to my degree. I mean, I need to get through all my courses to get a degree. It's more of, I'm here because I want to just know more. I want to know more that I didn't get to know in undergrad. I want to be more useful. I want to have more professional development skills. I want to be, you know, kind of more well-rounded once I get into industry. Especially, I mean, we're seeing students leaving industry coming to graduate school, and there's a reason for that. Yes, the higher salary is always one of them. But also just you get a different side of experience. You get something that you might have not have learned in undergrad.
Well, I guess I should kind of like expound upon that a little bit. When I say industry, like, Andrew, you got to understand that I'm literally like the epitome of trial and error. Right. So undergrad EE, and for my internship, right, I worked for Vulcan Materials.
Okay.
In Columbia, South Carolina. Vulcan Materials is the nation's leader in aggregate like construction materials. Right. So basically they turn big rocks into little rocks, and that's how we have our roads, highways, and any other forms of like infrastructure, say like the concrete for malls and, you know, other buildings, right? So this is a construction-based company. And I'm an electrical engineering student, mm-hmm. right? And more or less, I shouldn't have been there. I shouldn't have been there, but, you know, the manager, the general manager, I'll never forget him, Mr. Cameron Walker, great man, really a man of God. He seen something in me, and he was like, you know what, you apply and you're going to get an internship here. And I was like, oh, okay, great.
Yeah, that's perfect.
It was secured. It was secured, but it really didn't, you know, as far as like the well-roundedness, mm-hmm. it didn't contribute to that at all, you know.
Yeah.
I was doing pretty much laborious tasks, okay. which wasn't any, you know, like displeasure to me or anything. You know, I like the fact that I can have the brains and the brawn.
Sure.
You know, because people see engineers and they're like, they just want to tell us what to do and tell mm-hmm. us you're wrong. And, you know, so I was like, you know, no, I can get down here and get sweaty too. But it didn't contribute to my professional development.
Sure.
Maybe personal development, because I was working around like some really like some hard guys.
Yeah.
You know, this is the mining industry, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm working around miners, and it was tough, but it was like just, it was great. You know, I was working around manly men, you know? So as far as like the personal development, just things of that nature. But like now I know how to like assess like if I should involve myself with something, and kind of like weigh that to like how much professional or personal development, more so professional at this point, because I think I'm okay personally. But yeah, more so professional, like, okay, will I get any type of skill out of this, you mm-hmm. know? And yeah, so I really believe I epitomize trial and error, because like I'm the first of my family, you know, to graduate with an undergraduate, and now to pursue a master's. So I really didn't have the resources to be like, hey, what should I do? You know, what do I do from here? What's the most efficient next step, you know? So I think I have a pretty good body of knowledge as far as what not to do.
Hey, that's important. I feel like that's my motto every day now, that, you know, research is our main priority is, yeah. Okay, this is what you're not to do. Learn that today. Tomorrow we'll do something different. Hopefully it works.
Yes.
So yeah, being able to apply that to life, I think it's something that's really important for everyone to
Absolutely.
Learn. Yeah, so I really enjoyed having you here. I like talking to you about your background and switching majors and stuff. I think I say this often, everyone has a different story, but there's definitely some similarities between people that I know. Listening to this will kind of help them be like, hey, you're not the only one, you know. There's people that you can talk to, people you can meet here in graduate school, and I think that's like something really important I think people miss. Even though I did my undergrad here, graduate school was so different for me, and I, you know, just having the courage to go up to a group of students and actually meet them, it can be frightening. And whether you're in a different major, whether you're from a different country, state, different school, came from work, are older, you know, graduate students are super diverse in every aspect, honestly. And that's why I think I appreciate when people like you come on and they want to tell their story, because I think it'll definitely give some people to listen to and maybe relate to. So I really appreciate you being here today.
Absolutely. And I just, you know, for anybody who struggles just, you know, putting themselves out there, try it. Just try it one time, mm-hmm. you know, and you learn from that one time, you know, and you apply that to the next time, you know, and sooner or later you will find yourself just easy to talk to people, you know.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be about any, like, requirement. You know, you're going to talk to somebody because you need an answer.
Yeah.
You just go talk to somebody and be like, hey, how's your day going? You know, because I don't think people are people anymore.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's become very robotic and just rigid, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the diversity that does exist on Clemson, there's a common ground with everyone, you know. It just takes, you know, the desire and will to figure out, okay, what's your background? How can I relate? What can I learn from you?
Yeah,
you know?
Of course.
Because I love culture. My favorite thing about culture is food.
Oh, same.
You know? So just off of that alone, I've met a lot of, like, international friends.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's a strong mood, honestly. Like, I'm all about, like, hey, if you want to teach me some food I can go try, I'll definitely do that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So,
like, a lot of the guys in my research group, they're from Bangladesh, right?
Oh, cool.
And
yeah.
So, of course, the language of Bangladesh is Bengali, right? And so every now and again, I surprise them with a Bengali word or something, you know? And they're like, oh, Jack. I'm like, yeah, man, I'm here, you know?
I'm doing it. Yeah, no, that's awesome. Yeah, I think that's a really great point. You're here in graduate school. You're learning something new in your research, but also maybe by people, culture-wise and stuff. Like I said, we do have a diverse graduate school. Is a different ballgame. There's a lot more diversities in graduate school, I feel like. So that's awesome, especially taking the time to get to know people. It's great.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, thanks again for coming on.
Yes.
And I cannot wait to hear back and see what you're up to.
Yes, thank you.
CCAS is a production of Clemson University's College of Engineering, Computing, and Applied Sciences Office of Inclusive Excellence and Graduate Studies. For more information and conversations with our graduate students, subscribe to CCAS wherever you find your podcast. And remember to visit us at clemson.edu/CCAS for more information or to apply.